Part 2, Chapter 2, Exercise 2.
Conversation 1. Roger Plumbing Services, how can I help you?
Hi, is Roger there?
No, this is his wife Daisy speaking. Actually, he's out on his lunch break right now. He's coming back soon. Would you like to leave a message?
Oh, hello, Daisy. It's Frank.
Hey, I didn't recognize your voice at all. Aren't you in Paris right now?
Yes, I'm making a long-distance call from Paris. I just arrived here and I just wanted to call my brother to let him know I'm okay. And to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, Roger stepped out a while ago. Should I tell him you'll call back, or do you want him to call you?
He can call me back. I'll be staying in the same hotel for a few days anyway.
Well, if you leave your name and number, I'll have him call you back as soon as he's available.
Daisy, you already know my name. I'll just have to give you my number.
Oh, sorry. I'm so used to saying that, since Roger runs out quite often.
That's okay. Daisy, I forgot to tell you that I want to get Roger a birthday present from France. What do you think I should get?
Well, he likes lots of things from France. Wine, art, anything of that sort. Wait a second, can I call you back? Something has come up.
What's up?
Can we continue this later? My other line is ringing. That must be a customer calling for Roger.
That's fine with me. You don't have to call me. I'll give you a ring in an hour. Talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. What's the most probable relationship between the man and the woman? Question 20. What does the man want to ask Daisy? Question 21. Who is probably calling on another line? Conversation 2.
Excuse me, is this seat taken?
No, it's not taken.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, let me help you with the suitcase.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Do you want to sit by the window?
No. I like the aisle seat better. Please, you sit by the window.
My name is Smith, Malcolm Smith. Pleased to meet you.
I'm Elsa Pinter. Nice to meet you too.
Do you live in New York?
No, I'm from Florida.
Me too. But didn't you just get on?
No, I just changed my seat. A man next to me was smoking, and smoke really bothers me. Where are you from in Florida?
Orlando.
Small world. I'm from Orlando, too.
Really? Which part?
My husband and I live near Spaceport.
I know that area. My house is only a few miles from Spaceport. Do you still live there?
Oh, yes. My husband's there now. He couldn't take time off to come to New York with me. Do you still live there?
No. I sold the house and the furniture, put a few personal things in an old trunk, and shipped it to my children in New York. That's my destination.
Where is your wife?
My wife died 4 years ago. She was a wonderful woman, a real friend.
I'm sorry.
Lots of wonderful memories. We were married almost 50 years. Well, 47 to be exact.
John and I will celebrate our 40th anniversary next month.
Oh, congratulations. That's nice.
Questions 22 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 22. Where does the conversation most probably take place? Question 23. What can we learn from the conversation? Question 24. How did the man get on with his wife when his wife was alive? Question 25. How long has Elsa been married to her husband? Thank you.